Welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. We build people. CSIC is a church whose mission is to love all people, win them to Christ, build them in discipleship, and send them out to fulfill their destiny. At CSIC, our core values are inclusion. We thrive on diversity. Everyone matters. It's exciting. Worship, discipleship, fellowship, evangelism, care. CSIC loves people, all people. Hashtag love win, build sin. Check us out on Facebook at Carpenter Shop International Church or on YouTube at CSIC Media. Or join us in person on Sundays at 10 a.m. or Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Good morning, Carpenter Shop. All right, I hope everybody's doing amazing this morning. Can you stand and worship with us?
Together, love together, love together. much. I'll never know God. Just to see my sins. Oh. This morning during our prayer time, we were talking about how God exists outside of time. And how because he exists outside of time, there is no beginning, there is no end to him. And so because he exists outside of it, that means he was actively viewing it happen. So what am I trying to get at? What point are you trying to make? Is that the God who knew you before time existed is still the God that exists with you today. And here's the thing. I think a lot of times we feel like our lives catch him by surprise when they don't. When the reality is that he was there in the beginning, he's there in the present. Every God always has existed in his present. His present not being ours. So for a moment, can you just think about a Savior who knew you would mess up? A Savior who knew you would make poor decisions? A Savior who knew you would even get in your own way and still chose to stay on the cross? It was a choice. He didn't have to. It was a choice. And I'll never know how much I cost him. I'll never know how much I was to blame. I'll never know how much he cost to see my sins upon sin. I'll never how much he cost. When I think about the cross, Jesus, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon the cross. Sing, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. And so here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. And here I am to say that you're my, you're still the lover of my soul. You're all together loving. You're all together worthy. And you're all together wonderful too. Sing, here I am one time. Here I am to worship. You're worthy, God. You are the Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and glory and honor and power. Come on, worthy is the Lamb. We worship you today, Jesus. We declare your great worth, that before the foundation of the world, you were slain for us. You had us in mind, Lord, even from the very beginning. And so we give you all the glory today. We lavish praise upon your name, Jesus. Right where you are, would you just begin to tell him how worthy he is to you? Jesus, we just thank you. We give you glory. Come on, worship team, begin to sing that again. And let's just continue to tell him in our own words who he is to us. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Worthy is your name, the Lamb of God, the precious Lamb, spotless Lamb, whose blood was shed. We give you glory, Lord, we give you glory. We give you glory, Lord, we give you glory. We honor your name, we honor your name.
Worthy is your name.
Jesus, hallelujah. There, stay right there, softly, right there. Just keep singing that. And right where you are in your pew, just continue to worship the Lord. Begin to seek Him in this moment and let Him begin to touch your heart. Let the blood of the Lamb be sprinkled on your heart this morning, purifying every sickness, every disease, purifying every sinful thing that tries to take authority in our life. Washing our conscience clean, removing any fear. I just rebuke fear this morning. Anything that stands between us, I declare that the blood of the Lamb makes us whole. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your blood. Thank you for your love. The blood poured out on Calvary. Pure love given to us. We receive you this morning, Jesus. We receive your love. We receive your spirit. We ask you for a fresh touch today. God, we thank you for the anointing that is here right now. The heavy anointing that is all over this room. And we know that you're just getting started. And so we invite you, Holy Spirit, come, come, come and do more. Here we are before you today. Have your way in this service in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Well, welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. We are so glad that you're here. If this is your first time with us, we'd like to get to know you in a personal way. And we invite you to meet us in the foyer after the service. If you're tuning in, thank you so much for joining us. And we have been in a series on Wednesday nights called Worship and Word. Worship and Word. And we've been talking about foundational things that are important in the life of the believer. We've talked about how to study Scripture. Last week we talked about fasting and we've talked about prayer. And so we encourage you to come out this Wednesday, 7 p.m. We're going to continue that series so that we can be built up in the Word together. Are you with me on that? Will you make a commitment to come out on a Wednesday night? And tonight we have a special service. We're so glad to have our guest here today, Pastor Doug Eccles and his wife. And tonight there's going to be a service at 7 p.m. Somebody say 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Bring a friend. Get ready for a touch from God. There's a powerful evangelistic anointing on this couple's life, and we want to receive from that. So bring somebody with you and get ready. Amen. Well, we're going to continue to worship God with our tithes and our offerings. There are several ways to do that. They're right behind me on the screen. We encourage you to scan the QR code. If you're new to PushPay or you're new to giving online, just scan that QR code, point your camera at it, click the link that pops up, and follow the prompts. If you're tuning in online, just click the link in the comment section or in the description box. If you're watching by television, go to csicministries.com. And we encourage you to continue to give to Kingdom Builders. Every single week you have the opportunity to give above and beyond your tithe into missions, into renovations, special projects happening here at the church, our guest speakers. When you give into Kingdom Builders, you are sowing into the kingdom that is bigger than just our local church, but that extends all across the earth. Amen? And so we invite you to give. If you're going to give by cash or check, please include your email in the memo line so that we can send you a giving receipt. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give to you. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you pour out when we give, that you give back to us, Lord Jesus, multiply. And so we just receive that blessing, Lord. We give today with an expectation, God, of faith, that you are the one who provides, that you are our provider, and we are completely dependent upon you. So we recognize your authority in our lives today through our giving. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You can make your way forward at this time to drop your offering in the buckets. God bless you as you give.
Good morning, Carpenter Shop. As we all stand this morning, I wanted to remind you guys of something this morning. That even though you can't always see it, you can't always feel it, it doesn't mean that God is not moving. I truly believe that. So the good news is the mountains are still being moved and strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, and yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe, and yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do.
Come and do.
Come and do
what you do.
We set our hearts on God. Praise the Lord. Come on. How many of you need to move the Holy Spirit in your life today? Come on. Give the Lord praise. Welcome to the house of the living God today. You can be seated in His presence. So glad to see Pastor Mike back. 2 weeks of ministry in Mexico City, giving praise to God for salvations, healings, deliverances. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Also good to see Bobby and Julie from Austin, Texas today. Come on, give them up a hand clap of appreciation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No matter where they go, they just call this home, y'all. This is home. Not Austin, it's a Husky. Amen? Praise the Lord. So glad to see Scott and Crystal today. Scott lost his mother in the early morning hours of today. And he's still in the house of worship this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord, for the Craig family. We pray, God, you'd sustain them, nurture them, encourage them, God, at the time of loss. And Father, I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Continue to pray for Scott and Crystal. Would you do that? Praise God. Well, our kids got home late last night, hanging out late. Come on, y'all. Let me have the whole team, the CSIC Fine Arts. Come on, if you went on the trip, come on, chaperones, the whole deal. Come on, everybody, chaperones, you those who went with them. Praise the Lord. Stretch out here. Praise God. It's always fun making announcements like this. And you know what? I looked at little clips and stuff, and then see winnings, and I see big churches, y'all. Somebody say big churches. Big churches that have a lot of resources and a whole lot more resources, perhaps, than we have. And in fact, I was so proud. Somebody say proud. Come on, y'all. I was so proud. This morning, Abby texted me, Focus Church, a church with a couple of thousand people in Raleigh. She said, wow. She said, Reese and Shelby on the video this morning at Focus Church, y'all. They're showing us to them. Amen. I texted him last night about midnight. I said, hey, Pastor Mike, I was so blessed to be able to look at the shots online to see, you know, who won. And I said, I was just honored to be one notch right beneath Focus Church in Raleigh as they won first place in that category and we got second. So I'm telling y'all, Ahoskie, North Carolina, don't you cut it short, y'all. Praise the Lord. Advancing to the Nationals in the piano solo and top three in male vocals. Come on, Noah Knowles. Give it up. Hallelujah. Advancing to Nationals with first place merit winner in worship dance troupe. Give it up for Reese and Shelby, y'all. Bittersweet. Bittersweet because they're seniors and this is the last year that they can perform and compete in that competition, okay? And then advancing the Nationals in the top three in dance solo senior, Reese White. Come on, y'all. I told Megan last night by text, I said, you know, I had a flashback of little Reese about this tall with a little bucket over there on the side. She used to walk over there during worship and she had a little flag. And she would go over there all by herself, and she would just do her little worship dance. Come on, you remember that, Reese? Wow. That was 40 years ago. You remember that? Wow. I can remember 40 years ago. You can't, okay? Wow. Yeah, 12 years ago. And then advancing to Nationals for worship dance solo senior, Logan McClinney. Y'all give it up for Logan, y'all. Praise the Lord. Hey. I watched you, man. Wow, what an incredible improvement in your skill set for that. You did an incredible job, and we were proud to see you doing that yesterday. And then, special recognition, Jahaziel Cobos, first time participation in two-dimension art, okay? Give it up for him, y'all. Hey, that's quite a competition, isn't it? Wow. Wait till you get to Nationals, you see. That was just one state when you see the other 51 states gather and fight it out. It would be like watching State trying to rip Purdue yesterday, y'all. That was, look, I'm sorry. It's in me, I can't help it. I'm proud of the Wolfpack, y'all. I'm still Pack proud today. Praise God. And the good thing is when we watch a 7'4" guy and a 7'2" guy battle it out tomorrow night, just for the sake of Abdul and Julie Rasko, pull for UConn tomorrow night. Will y'all do that? Come on, guys. Hang with Connecticut, Nancy. That's right. Connecticut people sitting there on the third pew, they would appreciate your support. Amen. There you go. Praise God. Well, it's going to be a challenge. We'll see what happens, all right? That Edie is tough, man. He's tough. 7'4". That ball is tough in his left hand. We're proud of you guys. We really are. Come on. And just going to give you a little taste this morning, right before our guest comes. The next voice you'll hear after this dance will be a voice that's familiar to you. He's not a stranger here. And I'm always excited when Doug Echols comes to town. Amen. God does incredible things through his life, through his ministry. He's touching the world. You've partnered with him, joined hands with him, and dug wells in Haiti, and we've done some incredible things together. And so I'm just going to pray right now before we release you guys from the platform. I'm going to pray right now for the preaching of the word as we transition here. Father, thank you for Doug and Lori. Thank you for a heart for your kingdom, Lord. Thank you for the gift of God that he is in the preaching of the gospel, in being a vessel, God, that you anoint for miracles and signs and wonders. Thank you, God, for all that you're going to do today, right here in this house and tonight. And so we bless them today in Jesus' name. Give it up for Doug and Lori, would you? God bless you guys. Well, you guys go ahead and let us have a taste of what fine arts was, and we're going to worship along with you. Praise God.
But I couldn't find you. If I'm being honest, not sure I really tried. I wrestled with angels defending my idols, walking in circles till I was blinded by the light. Now my eyes are open and heaven's a breath away. You broke through my borders and plotted my greatest gain. I'm riding to freedom, I'm taking my second chance, out of the grave into the promised land.
Amen, amen. Great to be here this morning. Praise the Lord. And I count it a privilege always to be here. And when I get around your pastor, I always just feel like a little inferior. Here's a guy that's pastor. He's like an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, and a teacher, and he does everything. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how he gets all this stuff done. And when you contact him, he always gets back with you. Most pastors don't do that. Pastors ghost evangelist, I am going to tell you. So I appreciate him so much and his wife. I know you're blessed here. God gave you a gift. And he's got a gift that God has given him, but he also, W-O-R-K, works. How many know that's a good thing? Okay, I give you honor, Pastor. I appreciate you so much. And then Elaine's over here, and she makes everybody look good. I see all your pictures on Facebook and on social media. Man, she makes everybody look beautiful. So we're glad to be here today, and we believe today's going to be a great day. I've invited some people to come tonight. I've had a lot of people tell me they'll be here tonight. So don't miss. Because, you know, your pastor doesn't want you not to be here. But listen, why would we have everybody else come and then you stay home, all right? So come on. Come on and be here tonight. It's going to be a great time. And Lori and I are very privileged to be here. But, you know, we have two things that God has spoken to us about doing. It's really just real simple. Preach the gospel and bless the poor. That's what we're about. Preach the gospel, bless the poor. I don't get involved in a whole lot of other things. I don't have a lot of other things that I even like to do, but I like to preach the gospel and bless the poor. And I believe that's what God has called us to do. And, you know, I grew up in Western Oklahoma. I grew up in the country. My dad was pastor, and he's still living. He's 93, and if you walk in his house, he'll still preach the gospel to you. And he does three sermons still a week, even though he doesn't have anywhere to preach them, because he doesn't hardly leave home. He's got to that age, but he's still doing good. He said, the Lord has me on this earth, he said, to pray for you every day. Amen, and I'm thankful for that. He's praying for this service. But where I grew up, it was a big area for oil and gas and wheat. That's all we had, oil, gas, and wheat. Okay, and wheat harvest, the seed was sown for it in October. But the harvest came in the end of May and the beginning of June. And you had a little window there. And if you didn't get that wheat in during that window, then it would not profit you. It would not get to the grain elevator. You would not get paid, and it would rot in the field. How many understand we have a little window here? I believe Jesus is coming very soon. Some people are all worried about tomorrow being the end of the world. Well, I'll tell you, the end of the world is at least 7 years from today. The rapture's got to take place first before Armageddon. And then I'll tell you something good about Armageddon. We win. We come back with Jesus through the Eastern Gate, victorious. He defeats the armies of the world just with his word. So I want you to have some peace. I don't know if somebody might not do something crazy tomorrow, but we got angels keeping charge over us anyway. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. How many believe that? Amen. So I think we need to just get into the word of God today. But listen, I believe that we're seeing things happen. I know we've been seeing things happen all over the world in our crusades. People coming to Jesus in an unprecedented manner. We had over 175,000 people come to Jesus last year. We were able to feed over 75,000 children meals and present the gospel to them. We were able to finish over 75 water wells. And why are we pushing that? Because we believe this is the last days. The harvest is plenty, and we have just a little time to bring it in. So we got to preach the gospel and bless the poor. Now, I'm going to show you a little video. And today, some of you have helped us with water wells in the past. This church has been a great blessing to us. So what you see on the screen, I'm going to tell you, every soul that gets saved, every meal served to a kid with the gospel preached, and every water well, you're a part of that. When somebody takes a drink, you don't lose your reward, but you get a blessing. I don't know about you, but I love these kind of blessings. You know, there's something called passive income. When you get making money while you're sleeping, while you're on vacation, I've never been able to do that very well. All right, I spend more on vacation, and my daughters and wife, they know how to use Amazon at night. But the truth is, we can be passively blessed through our giving today. When you give and you help somebody get saved, you get a reward just like the evangelist does, just like everyone else. And when you give and you help with a water well, Haiti is having a real rough time right now. I mean, it is horrible what is happening. There are things happening that are even unspeakable. And the truth is, the airport's closed down, the embassy's closed down, the port is closed down, the border's shut down. So food has become a real issue. We're still getting water wells done. And I will tell you what they say to us. They say, thank you, because it's so volatile and so violent right now that when they have a well closer to their home, they are so thankful that they don't have to go a couple of miles to the river and then get accosted or get beat up or whatever. But we're believing the Lord to help. Food prices have gone up like crazy because all these things are taking place. It costs just as much to live there as it does to buy a bag of rice there would cost the same as buying a bag of rice here, but now the price has shot through the roof because all these things are shut down. So you're already in a place that had terrible things and a terrible life for many people because of the poverty. And now you throw this back on top. We have some Marines that have gone into the country, and we're thankful for that. One Marine is better than 100 UN fighters. Okay, whatever. I am not here to be a diplomat today, all right? You'll never find in the fivefold ministry, pastor, teacher, apostle, prophet, evangelist, and then we add diplomat. I am not a diplomat today, all right? I'm not really here to make everybody happy. I'm going to just tell you the truth. It is a very hard time for these folks, and a lot of them need our help. So today you're going to be able to do that. Let's do something great. But I want you to watch this video right before I preach, and you can get a little taste of what you're a part of today. And let's see some people really do something great. We're not doing this just because we have a rich uncle, all right? We do it because there's people that are like you that help us, and we're believing for something great to happen today. Go ahead.
Who tells the sun to rise every morning, colors the sky with the shades of his glory, wakes us with mercy and love, Jesus does. Who holds the orphan, comforts the widow, cries for injustice, feels every sorrow, children, Jesus does.
So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son. Praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, He saved me from who I was. 'Cause that's what
his face, washes us clean with his blood. Jesus does, I believe that he does. Who sings a song of sweet forgiveness? Who stole the key to hell and the grave?
I'm going to believe that's what Jesus does. Amen. Amen. We're believing today that several of you will really do something very significant today. And you know what significant is? It's not really the same for everybody. How many know when the widow gave just a little mite, it was more significant than everybody else? So I'm just asking you to do something that will be a blessing to the nations. Some of you could do a feeding. Some of you could do help us with our crusades. Some of you could help with the water well. But I'm going to tell you, everybody can do something today. We're going to believe the Lord for something good. All right? Let me mention.